Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of Starship Tribbles.
Hello and welcome to episode 205 of Tribbles in Ecstasy. I'm your host, Midnight Shadow, and my crew today includes...
Evening, everyone. It's Dragon.
Hey, everyone. Woody Valley here.
Joe Lantru. It's Sunseo.
And we have a special guest with us. We have Manu Interemi. Welcome back to the show.
205!
Indeed!
Wow, I mean, have you done the math on how many hours that is?
No, I don't really want to, especially considering some of our shows. Well, last week was over 3 hours long. Our Christmas special was nearly 5 hours, so that's a lot, and that's if you don't include post and pre-production as well.
So we're talking like 600 hours on the safe side.
Yeah.
What's 24 into 600 hours? Who's the math major? Bust it out.
I'm not a math person. I just pushed a button and make it go.
25 days.
Oh my God. 25 days. Like sands through the hourglass.
Yeah, well, these ain't the days of my life.
25 days of the Tribbles in Ecstasy. I think I asked you guys this time last time. I've been up for about 3 days in pre-production on the circuit, so I'm a little bit goofy. So if I don't make complete sentences or if I stop making sense, it's perfectly normal. It can get worse, though. This morning, in fact, I woke up and I was trying to send a text message to Steve, and I accidentally called him while falling asleep and woke up with my face in the phone and him going, "Hey, are you okay? Are you okay?" It's just been a whirlwind of, pre-production meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting to try to get this thing going. And if they ever tell you that Hollywood is easy, they're lying, whoever they are.
That was funny this afternoon. Well, this afternoon for me anyway. I was so out of it.
He's holding his 8-year-old kid in his arms, and I was like, "Hey, you got a cute baby." And I'm definitely going to make another movie in 2017. I don't know which movie it's going to be, but definitely a porn film. And there's a lot more stuff, but I don't want to give away everything that I'm thinking.
He wants to make a porn film. We'll call it Star Trek SNR.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Well, son, I suppose you pulled that... some good ones before, but wow.
Is this a rated R show?
Yeah, we have an adult rating.
Do people listen?
Yeah, we've got a chat going up right now where we have people chatting with us.
Wow, that's incredible. Because, you know, the worst thing about playing Icheb for me in my life is that... many times at a convention, I have never been invited back because some people bring their kids because these things are family events, and some people expect to see Icheb, and they expect me to be like him because he was such a sweet kid. I'm a 38-year-old man. I'm not that. I never was that, and so I get in trouble quite a bit. What did you say? Star Trek Star Trek Asinar? No, what is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Asinar. Renegades of Cock?
I think there may actually be one of that already.
Renegades of Cock. Not even Renegades. E-Chubby. I'll play E-Chubby instead of E-Chubby.
By the way, Manu, it's a good thing that this show carries the adult rating. Otherwise, we'd be so fucked so many times for all the bombs I drop alone.
Is that bombs that you drop alone, like you do this in the privacy of your own bathroom? Are you dropping bombs right now?
Oh, I'm talking bombs as in like the occasional shit, damn, hell, fuck, you know, all that sort of fun out here in the general chat.
George Carlin, have you seven
ever
words.
Have you ever dropped a bomb while actually dropping bombs?
Well, on the grounds of the terms of my probation, I'm not allowed to answer that question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. Been there, done that.
War crimes, they affect us all.
I know it's different times for everybody, but it's 7 o'clock here, and I've had a long day, and I'm getting hungry. Let's make some dinner.
No worries. Well, thanks again for joining us. A pleasure as always.
Yeah, anytime, guys. We'll talk again soon.
Excellent. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, that was Manu Interamy. As always, I will stick links in our show notes. So, Star Trek Online.
Before we get into that, can I just say, it's starting to get a little Gilligan's Island here on the show, but having 3-hour shows.
Wow, I thought I was the only one that was thinking that. That's
stay
3 hour tour.
We finally get to do the Foundry mission review.
Star Trek Online. This weekend, bonus marks, 20% sale on boosts, and 20% sale on costumes.
I would like to note that the bonus marks weekend was originally billed as a bonus XP weekend in the calendar, but was changed with Friday's patch notes.
Yeah, we've had a couple of these events that get switched around at the last minute. So,
well, this was still showing the bonus XP all the way up until they shut the server down for the patch.
Hmm. And by the way, you only did a 2.5-hour show. It's 2.5 hours. No, it's only 2 hours now. You said 3-hour shows. It's been 2 hours.
Oh, well, we've still got Star Trek Online news, Star Trek news, unofficial productions,
Star Trek timelines.
Yep, and feedback.
Did you guys kick me out, or can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Yeah, I just sat here and listened to you guys because I wanted to see what it was like to be like the NSA.
And, cool.
You're more than welcome to just listen in, and if you've got something to say about what we talk about.
The truth is I couldn't figure out how to hang up, so then I just started listening. And I'd like that job, so if the CIA and NSA is listening, if you need another guy, I'll spy.
The pay's terrible, though.
You
only get a gold watch when you retire.
You don't even get that anymore. You're lucky to even get a pension at this point.
Yeah. They're taking everything. Love you guys. How do I hang up? How do I
just close down TeamSpeak.
Close down. Oh, well, yeah. Duh. All right. Adios.
Take
care.
Bye.
So, yeah, people listening in, if you would like to sort of get some boosts to get extra XP or reps or whatever you want, 20% off.